And welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World here on this January 4th, 2015. I'm still getting used to that. I write so few checks now, I'm not worried about putting the wrong year on there like it used to be in years gone by. Right now, we're going to talk with Beth McDonald, our astronomical and astrological assignment editor, as we talk about this whole business of 2014, and for each of us, we have our own little challenges, our own little issues, and so forth. But I've always found it interesting as we get close to the end, specifically on the calendars, Beth, that we're always trying to do the best we can to finish up, finalize certain projects and different things, or finish cleaning out a closet, or you know, whatever it is, so that we can have sort of that semi-spring cleaning feel at the new year.
Right. Like we are truly starting anew.
Yeah.
And it can be complicated because this time of year, there are so many things that we have to kind of wrap up in order to start anew. And some of them aren't things that just happen with the flip of a switch. Some of them are quite a process. And, you know, right now we do have a full moon. Full moon is in the sign of Cancer, and it's completely full or at its fullest at about 8:53 p.m. tonight. But the full moon is perfect for right now because the full moon is about wrapping things up, mopping up, completing. There's also a grand cardinal cross in the sky astrologically, or a grand cardinal square, depending on your verbiage. But that is very much about staying very, keeping things close and focused, being very disciplined at finishing what you've started.
Yeah, and even if, because I'm involved in some processes, I'll call them.
Processes,
that I can't finish. I wasn't able to finish by the 1st of January, but that's all right. I'm in process. It's still moving. There's no procrastination. It's still moving.
Yeah.
And it will happen. And so I think that's also important to keep in mind, too. All right. So you didn't quite make the deadline of midnight of the 31st. Fine. The baby popped out 2 minutes later. That's okay,
right.
You know, kind this of thing.
This is the process. And yeah. I think you touched on something here, Richard. You know, as Americans, we do kind of get the all or nothing, black or white, kind of a lottery mentality. And the reality is most of the things we're doing in our lives on this planet are very much a process. And it is very important not to judge yourself or others, not to be too critical of your process. In my book, as long as you're moving forward, and you're moving forward in a way that's sustainable,
mm-hmm.
emotionally,
yeah.
financially, energetically for you and your people, you know, your family, your nearest and dearest, your employer, as long as things are moving forward sustainably, you're in the sweet spot, you know,
and
it's working.
And we're moving forward as we head towards the end of our segment here. Beth McDonald of BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. Call 963-0842. Beth, we'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard.